You can also become a BAI Buddy, which is a sustainer program for listeners. You can find out more about that by calling the pledge line. And also text to donate, texting WBAI to the number 41444 on your smartphone, and you will receive a link once you do that. And then the link becomes a page, and the page will ask you, how much do you want to donate to this radio station? You could donate as little as $5, but every donation is tax deductible. Now, it is 2 minutes past 3 p.m. Stay tuned for The Positive Mind coming up.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Positive Mind. We are happy to be back. Sorry about last week's confusion. No more confusion going forward. November starts tomorrow, and we will be on every week in November. Guaranteed. And so we're looking forward to that. And sorry we missed you last week. Happy Halloween. We are bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to try and help you lead a more positively minded life. And how about it? Are you excited about Halloween, or did you go, that holiday, I don't want that. Keep away from me with that holiday. You know, but maybe just beyond that is like a real excitement about Halloween. It's a day when you can be strange, right? I mean, as therapists, we're trained to see the strange and weird stuff in life. And today, it's like it's all good. You can go out and be strange all you want, and nobody will say anything. Isn't it strange that, you know, strangers come up to your front door, knock on your door, you open the door, there are strangers laughing and smiling in your doorway. And, you know, if you're going along with the day, you have something to give them. You have something to give them, some candy, something sweet, something to brighten their day, brighten their mouth. And it's kind of strange, isn't it? It's a bit strange, but it's wonderful. When you think about it, we have a holiday here in this country where people, strangers, come to your door and they're not threatening you. They're welcoming you, welcoming an interaction with you. We like to look at the positive side of things. And so as a grown-up, as an adult, it's like, the holiday coming around is like, I don't know if I really want to. I don't have that energy anymore. But if you step back and, you know, think about the wonder of Halloween, you know, you might be able to just get in gear, get in step. I don't know. I think the smile, you know, a smile on a 10-year-old's face, that's like one of the holy things in life. That's one of the most beautiful things, is a 10-year-old smiling face. And you get to do that today. You get to be part of that today. I know a friend who's giving out stickers today. And so when the kids open the door, he says, sticker treat. He doesn't give them candy. He gives them a sticker with a message on it, something playful and fun and happy. Sticker treat. Isn't that great? He found a way, as a grown-up, to make this day fun. So we're hoping you have a fun day out there. We are going to have a two-hour fun session here with you today because BAI asked us to do something strange. They asked us to talk about the transition from the old center that we had here to the Positive Mind Center. And talk about what we do here and what we have available to you. And we're going to tell you, we have a premium available today we've never offered. That we have 27 therapists here at the Positive Mind Center on 57th Street here in the middle of Manhattan. 27 therapists and growing. And we're growing to Saturdays, Fridays and Saturday sessions, which is really unheard of for a lot of therapists here in Manhattan. But we do it. And we're growing. And we have these 27 therapists who specialize in very, very different types of therapy. And we're going to offer a service to each and every one of them today. For $150, you get to have a session. Normally, what, Nasima, $200, $300, $400 session?
Yeah, that sessions can range from, you know, $150 to $400.
I mean, we have an infertility therapist.
Yeah.
Who practices here. Imagine the difficulties and problems in getting pregnant.
Yeah.
And what kind of emotional issues would a person who's trying to get pregnant go through?
A lot. Right? A lot of issues and, you know, marital issues and, you know, stress.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And interestingly, like in a couple that's trying to get pregnant, one of them is blaming the other.
Potentially. Or they're both blaming each other, right? Or, I mean, you know, questioning what they're doing.
Right. That can happen. I mean, the last thing you want to do when you're trying to get pregnant is have a fight with your spouse.
Right.
But it is a common issue. A couple comes and talks with an infertility therapist.
Yes.
About. And they are $800 a session.
Mm-hmm.
Or $5,000 for three sessions or four sessions. Today we're offering with Lori Metz a session, who's been doing this for over 20 years,
yeah,
an infertility specialist and therapist. For $150, you can come and have a session, you and your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even a couple session, which is never at that premium.
Never that low, yeah.
And we have many, many, many other therapists that we are going to talk about, all the types of issues, mental health, emotional, transitional issues that people are just up against in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And for this unheard of premium of $150, you get to sit with any one of our therapists. So we're going to be giving instructions about how you can come in as soon as possible as the show progresses.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to need you. If you think that you could use a session, you and your spouse could use a session, somebody you know, your child, we're going to talk about ADHD. Do you think there are more kids struggling with ADHD today than a year ago? Well, let's say 10 years ago?
It seems like it. It seems like it's more prevalent than ever and more seen than ever.
It's
so
absolutely more prevalent. And if you look at the environmental conditions as for why that is, I mean, it's pretty simple. Right? I mean, 20 years ago, a kid, if he wanted to jump out of one book to another, he would just have to close the book and go over across the room and get the other book. Now, all he has to do is swipe his finger.
Yeah.
And he's onto another book, or he's onto another game, or he's onto another entertainment. And this is like fodder for ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a susceptibility to ADHD, or if you have a diagnosis of ADHD, and you're jumping from one stimuli to another, you need to consult with somebody who's centered and balanced and at ease, who can really reassure you that being in the present with another person and not with technology is a good thing, that you would want that person to sit with her.
Yeah, it's a really good thing to sit with another person, especially when you're feeling that kind of anxiety, that need to pop from one thing to the next. Staying in contact with someone for an extended period of time can help your system just begin to relax and focus.
I have another theory, Kevin.
Go ahead.
Or at least for the ADHD. Increase, right?
Yeah.
When we were kids, at the risk of sounding like an old man, it's pretty simple. We were allowed to be bored. That was okay. And when we became bored, it was up to us to find creative solutions to not be bored anymore, right? Nowadays, being bored, it's almost a dirty word, right? No one wants to be bored, and we have endless solutions to stop the boredom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most often having something to do with some form of tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas 20 years ago, like you said, kids got bored. Well, then they would have to use their imagination. We would invent games on the playground in the backyard. Mm-hmm. We would make up
games. So one thing, Ben, is like kids used to be outdoors.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you're bored. I know my mother, if you're bored, go outside. Get out of the house. Get away from me. Take your boredom with you. Yeah. You know, I don't want you sitting around the house being bored. Go. And now kids are like, you know, if they tell their parents they're bored, the parents could say, you have an iPad, you have an iPhone, you have a television, you have a computer, you have a this and you have a that. What do you mean you're bored? How the heck could you be bored? Maybe you're not bored. Maybe you have ADHD. Maybe you have ADHD.
See, I think it's more of a chicken-egg thing. I think it's a chicken and an egg thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. And there's a lot of theories, Ben, about it. And yeah, you know, sometimes it does get to a point where, you know, the chicken comes first. But you might need an adult. You might need, a transition experience with a trained professional to deal with whether it is boredom. Or whether it is like fighting in the home. There's a theory that ADHD is often because there's the child who has it is absorbing the conflict between the parents.
Yeah, and doesn't know how to express it. The instability of the home is, right. You know, part of feeling unstable inside your body. And so how can you focus when you're feeling unstable and unsafe? It's very hard to focus when you don't have that.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that theory, and there are many other theories, and these ADHD therapists that we have here at the Positive Mind Center can help you get to the bottom of it. For $150, you call 516-620-3602 and ask for the premium of therapist. Ben, you register as seeing a therapist, the $150 premium for a therapy session at the Positive Mind Center.
One-time consultation.
One time.
With any Positive Mind Center therapist.
Perfect. Perfect. $150. So what else are we going to be talking about today?
Well, I think we should talk a little bit about what, you know, how the Positive Mind Center came to be.
Oh.
Okay. It's quite a story.
Yes.
I don't know if everybody, especially in this time slot, understands what happened here. Yeah. I mean, it's been a 2-year transition, talking about transitions.
Right. Well, we copyrighted the name, so the Positive Mind Center. But anyway, that's a good question. Ben has held over for how long, Ben? You've been holdover.
Going on 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Five years.
4.5 years or so.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when did you first come to the DeMille Center, as it was?
It's one of those things. I used to listen to Armand DeMille. Back when I was in my 20s and 30s. And one day I said, I have to go meet this man. I just need to go see him.
Was he doing a fund drive?
It was during a fund drive. And his premium was $250. He used to, I think during fund drives, he got up to as much as $350 for a 45-minute consultation with Armand DeMille. So we are not asking the audience for that kind of premium. We're only asking for $150. If you want to get that premium, come see me, and I can tell you about Armand and show you. I have his old office, and I'm running the center now. We can talk about that and what you gained from him and learn from him. We could do that. So $150 premium gets you to see me for a one-time consultation. Mm. But I got here because I came to visit him, and I said, you know, I think I want to do what you do. Hmm. How do I do that?
And what did he say?
He said, start working for me. I was like, no, yeah, really? I mean, yeah. I'm just not qualified. I don't feel like I have the depth of profession. He says, you have what I need you to have.
Mm.
And
beautiful.
So he said, I'm going to need you to do supervision with me one day a week. I need you to join the men's group that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to see a client tomorrow. So talk about strange. This is Halloween. This is strange day indeed.
Yeah.
And now 3 years later, I am sitting here carrying on this essential service for New York City, I think. Ben, Without Ben Starr, we couldn't do it.
Right.
Because you're the anchor, Ben.
Of the show, for sure.
You're the anchor.
I do my best. You know, it's a labor of love, and I enjoy it. But yeah, it's been quite a journey over these 4.5 years.
And this show has been an anchor for this center for 25 years.
At least.
Yeah.
I think
really
more.
Been yeah, it's the voice of years. Our center and and Armand's, you know, mission to help people come to mental health.
Exactly. And we're finding when we see the news every day, the importance of mental health. I mean, Armand didn't always talk about mental health. He talked about mental health issues, struggles people have within themselves, all sorts of things. But he didn't often use the phrase mental health. But today, everybody out there knows what we mean by mental health.
We can only hope so. That everybody does. I saw something recently that I thought was so interesting. 20, 30 years ago, physical health wasn't that big of a deal. Like, people weren't, like, going to the gym and doing, you know, all these workouts and all these diets and all this stuff that's out here now. And this article was saying the next thing is mental health. Like, that's going to become as utilized as, you know, and frankly, in sort of observing the mental health world, it is changing and growing and getting so much more information about brains and bodies and nervous system. And it's very exciting. Therapy now is so different to therapy 20, 30, 40 years ago. So different. It's so much more exciting.
The best thing that happened to Seema was the stigma of seeing a therapist, the stigma of acknowledging mental health as an issue that someone might be struggling with has really largely gone away. It used to be a really big deal to admit that you saw a therapist. People would sort of speak in hushed tones about you.
Yeah, it was a very serious thing.
Right? And now it's become more and more mainstream to the point where it's a lot less of a judged, stigmatized idea.
Right. And
people are proud of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to my therapist later. Or let's talk about our therapists over dinner.
People
can boast about the popularity of my therapist wrote a book.
frankly, if I was dating, I would be like happy if I heard that the guy was in therapy, because it's like at least he's looking at himself. He's got somebody to support him. And it's like I can admit that I'm in therapy and we can work on growing together.
There's
a little more opportunity for dialogue around growth, around self-knowing. And maybe if you've been in therapy for some time, you do have a little more sense of who you are and how you feel about things.
Right.
That was how it was for me before I, entered therapy. I thought I knew what was going on, but I really kind of didn't know what was going on, and I'm still discovering. So it's a really wonderful gift to give yourself to get to know yourself. That's really what therapy's about. Who am I?
And as a woman, when you know a man is going into therapy or is in therapy, at least he's working on himself.
Yeah.
You don't know what his issues might be, but hey, he's working on himself. That means he'll probably work at this relationship.
Yes.
He's not just going to be impulsive and just leave when the things get difficult. He's learning to stay in there when things are difficult about his own life.
Yeah.
So it must be. Do other women talk about it? I mean, are women in general comforted with the idea of a man in therapy, a guy they're dating who might be in therapy?
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, I believe it's a really good thing. Maybe younger generation might think it's not, but I think the younger generation is more open to therapy than ever. I think it's just important that everybody's had at least some sort of experience with self-reflection, supported self-reflection.
Bottom line is that therapy's a place where two people just sit and talk and nobody judges. There's no judgment. There's hopefully, I think therapists are special because they create a kind of warmth for people that you're in the right place with a therapist. Like, something in your body loosens up and relaxes just by the way the therapist can be in their body, in their world. And that in itself can be the real treat of meeting up with a therapist. You might not know your issues. In fact, we're going to be playing something from Armand a little bit later where he says that, you know, you go into a therapist's office and you think you have the question that's bothering you. Why does my husband, you know, do such and such? Or why can't I get to this place? And that's your presenting question. And Armand is going to walk us through this place where that's just the surface question. There is questions underneath the questions. And that's what a trained therapist will help you get to. The real question is, how am I creating this? And then underneath that, what's the feeling that I'm getting from my current situation? So, you know, it's a non-judgmental, warm environment, safe place to explore, ultimately. And so we can make all this drama around what a therapist does, what therapy is. It's really two people talking. One of them is trained to listen in a non-judgmental way and offer kind of support and warmth for the other person. To me, that's what therapy is. And then that's what Armand was. I came to see Armand, you know, I wanted to be close to this warmth. He came through the microphone every day as this big warm. How does a guy this big be such a warm, loving person? I wanted to sit in his orbit. And
right.
Stranger than strange, he offered for me to come in every week and be with him in that environment. So we're offering a premium today. You can meet with me for $150 for an individual session. I'm also offering a $200 premium for a couple session, which we will talk about as we go. But for me, it's a $150 individual session. Or 27 of our therapists here. Armand would be proud. 27 really? Therapists in this space that he created.
And the amazing thing is that everybody really focuses in different areas of specialty.
Yes, they do.
Sort of modalities and ideas, which is really phenomenal. I mean, it's such a diverse team, not only in, you know, the diversity of who they are as individuals, but in terms of their areas of practice.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And we're deliberately doing that, Ben. We are not taking just any therapist who can deal with couples counseling now. We want a specific kind of couples therapist working here. We're not just taking any therapist who deals with children. We want certain therapists that deal with children in a specific way, like Julia Colangelo, right?
Yes.
She is a childhood specialist, and she does short-term therapy. Yeah. With children and helps children evoke their goals. What is it I want to achieve? This is my problem, but what is it? Where do I want to get to? And so how many therapists are focused, childhood therapists are helping a child identify their goals and keeping them to it? This is one of the things one of our therapists, Julia Colangelo, does here.
We should tell people about some of the other specialties that therapists here have. Other focuses. I mean,
we have a Buddhist therapist here who specializes in spirituality, spiritual commitment, spiritual failure. How imagine going my practice, talking to a therapist about this is my practice and I feel guilty. I feel bad about it. I'm not living up to it. I'm not living up to the ideals of my spiritual commitment.
I know we have another therapist who speaks four or five or six languages.
Seven languages.
And specializes in helping people who, you know, have different, you know, different cultural backgrounds that kind of overlap. And how do you rationalize that? How do you sort of understand that in terms of your identity, what it means for you as an individual?
Right.
And how you relate to the outside world?
Yeah.
I mean, we have all kinds of individuals here
who
are doing such important work and helping people out. And we are offering that today as a premium. A $150 contribution to WBAI gets you a one-time consultation with any one of these therapists. And we'll walk you through. We'll help you decide who might be the best fit for you.
Yeah, I will talk to everybody who's pledging today. I will talk to each of them, and we will identify the therapist that they want to meet. I'll run through the list, and we'll talk about it. But right now, we need you to call and donate 516-620-3602 for $150 premium. You get that. You get to have this one-time conversation, and that's all therapy is. It's a conversation in a warm, non-judgmental, safe environment. That's all. And if you need that or if somebody you know needs that, now is the time to buy that premium for them so that they can get that experience. Wow, I can really let down. I can really just be myself. Who in this world doesn't need an hour like that?
It's an hour that could change your life.
It changed my life.
It changed my life the first time I sat down with a therapist. Yeah. It is an hour that can change the course of your life. If you are going in a direction that you don't want to be going, if you know that down that road is X, Y, and Z, and I don't want X, Y, and Z, or I don't even know what I want, but I know I don't want that. I can see the end of that road, and that is not the way I want to be going. This is the thing you need to do. You need to call 516-620-3602 and change the course of your life. It's possible. No. Everyone has the opportunity to change what's happening.
516-620-3602. Let's go, folks. We need you to call the station. Just come and see, hang out here in the center. If you want to come and just hang out here, we have coffee, we have water, we have friendly personnel.
Yeah.
We are raising money for this wonderful station that had the foresight to get a mental health show on the air 28 years ago. 516-620-3602. Ben, say the number for me.
516-620-3602. We're offering a couple interesting premiums today. Of course, your contributions mean a lot at any level. I understand, you know, it's a lot to ask, but really every amount of contribution is a building block. Whatever you can give, whatever you can donate, $5, $10, $15, $50 gifts, they all matter. They all add up towards helping us achieve our goal. And, of course, they're all tax deductible. We will send you the appropriate paperwork so that you can write that off on your taxes. And we have all the appropriate.
It's a no-brainer, isn't it? I mean, you get a tax deduction. You give to somebody that you know. You give to yourself. You give to your partner. You give to your parents. Give it to somebody who you suspect. They just need to sit with somebody who's warm and comfortable in their own skin. And I'm giving them this gift. This is gift-giving season coming up. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
Give it to your best friend. Your best friend who maybe you've been hearing their same story over and over and over again. You know that they want a change. You know that they're stuck. You just don't know. You know, they're not listening to your advice. Very often people don't.
Right.
And just say, this is such a loving thing to say, wow, you know, I heard these guys on the air. I've heard them a lot. You can listen to their show. It is a wonderful opportunity
for you
to have somebody listen to you.
Right. What happens? People get call in for the premium. They get a piece of paper that says they are entitled to a one-time consultation at the Positive Mind Center.
It's good for a whole
and
year.
And they can transfer that to somebody at the holiday season. They can give it to a friend while they're out meeting for drinks. They could say, hey, here's a little surprise for you. I've been meaning to get you this treat.
Mm-hmm.
Trick or treat today, folks.
Yes.
Stick or treat. 516-620-3602.
And we'll follow up with you and just make sure we find out who might be the best fit for you here at the center.
Indeed.
We'll follow up with whoever the individual is who's going to ultimately be coming in. We are offering this for a one-time consultation here at the center, $150 tax-deductible contribution. Just to be very real, for people to understand what a typical 60-minute or 50-minute session.
50 minutes, yeah.
A typical 45 to 50-minute session with one of these professionals. What is the going rate in New York City, Kevin?
$275.
$275.
To
$450. And, right, some charge as much as $450.
Sure. Especially with our level of professionalism. But a lot of our therapists have been therapists for 25 years. They've seen it all. They've seen the market go up and down. They've seen insurance companies come in and out. And basically the price is $275 to $400 a session for a real experienced therapist, a specialist therapist.
Generously agreed to donate their time to WBAI during
this
fund drive. 516-620-3602. It's a great opportunity. It's essentially a 50% discount.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It's essentially a 50% off on a world-class therapist. You got a one-time 50-minute
session.
We have therapists
with other offices like in Washington, D.C. and other states and really high-profile places. But they're offering for this place, this premium, $150. 516-620-3602. Let's talk about grief. I mean, what kind of therapy? Anybody could come to therapy who's in some kind of transition in life. Some people think, oh, I have to be struggling with something serious like a major depression in order to go see a therapist. Not true. It's good to go to therapy for a transition. Ben is queuing up some music. We do need to take our musical break. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 in New York City. We are happy to be back. Talk back at the Positive Mind. We'll be back after this musical break.
Thank you. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Here on WBAI 99.5 FM with Thriller.
You had to do it, Ben.
Yeah, well, it's Halloween, and we had to do it. Just if you're just joining us, we want to let you know you are tuned into The Positive Mind here on WBAI. We're in our fun drive, and we're offering today essentially a half off on a world-class session with one of the therapists here at The Positive Mind Center. They have a range of specialties. The number to call, 516-620-3602. What are some of their specialties?
Well, we mentioned fertility. We mentioned children. We mentioned ADHD. We should mention grief. You know, some people just can't. I'm going to list them first, and then we can go into some of them. Okay, Ben?
Yeah.
Right? Nisima? Yeah. So grief. LGBTQ experiences and grief around HIV and depression. We have, again, the Alzheimer's. We have an Alzheimer's specialist here at this center. So it's going to lead into our discussion about transitions. I know Dr. Nescu also handles a lot of that. Well, how about creative arts therapists? Do you want to have a creative arts therapist session? We did a show with three creative arts therapists 3 months ago, and we got such great feedback. And, you know, she talked about, you know, these fathers that couldn't find the words to describe their grief and use words to explain what they were going through. And once they picked up, you know, a crayon or something colorful, a paint can or something, that all of a sudden they could draw and let out what they were feeling inside. And then the creative arts therapist, Marianne, sits and talks with them. What could this mean? What do you feel about this? And that opens up. So a creative arts therapist here. We have psychiatry. So for real diagnoses, for real major depression, for anxiety, for post-traumatic stress, for borderline personality, for all sorts of disorders. We have three psychiatrists here.
Yeah, and they're all very willing also to talk. Like, they're not just handing you a script and sending you out the door. They're very special in that they like to talk. They will find out what's really going on with you and really work with you on your meds.
516-620-3602. Work with you on your meds. A psychiatrist that will be there and respond to you about your meds and monitor you through your meds.
Mm-hmm.
516-620-3602, $150 premium. Buy it for somebody you know. This is going to be the last, I hope, this is going to be the last chance people get this kind of offer, $150. We have made the transition from the DeMille Center to the Positive Mind Center. Armand would be very happy. Buy one now for 6 months from now. You might want to come in for a session in 6 months. 516-620-3602. You get to hang out in the space. Come a little early. I'd also want you to do the paperwork that Armand used to have people do. I'm using the tools that he used to use. We can talk about that also. There's a Gregoric personality mind styles sheet that I have people fill out. An Enneagram profile sheet that I have people fill out. What is it you would like to talk about in your session today? That's something Armand didn't have on his. I have it on my sheet. So we'd have you come in early just to get a sense of the space, have a cup of tea, some coffee, have some water, and sit down and absorb the Positive Mind Center, this place. And then if you want, you come into a session with me in Armand's old office. It's now my office with my own special designs.
And if you come in early, you can maybe even see the studio if we're not recording.
That's an extra $25. 516-620-3602.
You can see where all the magic happens.
Yes, we could even do that. 516-620-3602 for $150. Buy a session for yourself or a friend. Do the holidays kick up a lot of things for you? Buy a session to come in before the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
If you have no energy to get through the holidays, come and talk to one of our therapists just to get through the holiday. For $150, you won't get this offer again. You will not get a chance to do this again. You'll have somebody who would just maybe get to the bottom of why is this year more difficult than other years for you. Let's see what's going on. Let's be curious. That's one thing our therapists here are. We're not judgmental. We don't blame. There's no criticism. Let's agree you and I will both be curious about what's going on with you. 516-620-3602 for $150. Other things, addictions. Kent Robertshaw is a specialist for years on addiction. He worked at he worked at a homeless shelter. We did a show on homelessness.
Yeah, right. He's a frequent
and
guest.
He used to work in a homeless shelter for 2 years. He's a specialist in addictions, all types of addictions, not just drug addiction, but sexual addiction, food addiction.
Dr. Kent, a.k.a. Dr.
Kent,
Heavy D.
That's right. Heavy D. There you go. 516. So to even see a psychiatrist for $150 is unheard of.
Unheard of.
So this is an opportunity, folks. WBAI has put a mental health show on this station in the middle of the dial.
For decades.
In New York City for decades. They had the foresight to do it, and they are continuing it, and we are privileged that they've asked us to do a show on the services that we provide and to offer them for people at a discount price. This is Reach Out. This is reaching out to the community. We are community-sponsored radio. We are offering community-sponsored services for $150. Be part of the community. Offer it to somebody in your community. For $150, you will get a sheet of papers that will say you are entitled to a one-time free consultation with a therapist at the Positive Mind Center, and you can transfer that to somebody you know. You can put it in an envelope. If you want, we'll put it in an envelope for you, and you can just transfer that to somebody over dinner, over a drink, you know, over a baseball game, wherever you are with somebody you care about that you say, you know what, I listen to these people. They have 25, 30 years experience. They're all New York State certified. They're very professional. Here's a shot, $150 for a one-time consultation. Do it now, 516-620-3602. So addictions, young adults, borderline personality, dialectical behavioral therapy is such an important therapy.
Mm-hmm.
That
helps,
you know,
a lot of people who are hard to help.
Yes, who desperately are pleading for help, but
yes,
nowhere in their life develop the tools, even for minor self-care.
Right.
Right? I mean, think of eating disorders.
Mm.
Think of the distortion that a person with an eating disorder, anorexia, bulimia or something, thinking about themselves, that I'm overweight and, you know, they're looking in a mirror. Body dysmorphia, right? That they're saying, they're distorting what they see because they never developed a self strong enough to really be able to fully accept themselves.
Right. And
an eating disorder is somebody who's unable to accept themselves.
It's a major challenge for so many people.
It is. It's really, and you don't have to go through it alone. And it's pretty impossible to make a change without somebody supporting you in it. Mm. Because how you got there was alone, and it's really hard to get out of there alone. It's really hard to make these changes without someone reflecting and being not impartial, but non-judgmental.
I like the idea of a person struggling with eating disorder to come with a parent or come with a loved one. Come with somebody who can monitor you, who can check in with you.
And the therapist can.
And the therapist will have two people to help to contact now.
Right.
As the person gets well.
Yes.
But underneath an eating disorder is a sense that I'm not entitled.
Mm-hmm.
To be happy, to be healthy. I'm almost not entitled to eat.
Right.
That there is this thought that on some level I'm not worthy of food. 516, how's that? 516-620-3602. For $150, you can have a one-time consultation with a therapist here at the Positive Mind Center. Nasima, you deal with chronic pain. You're offering a premium of $150. What is it you're doing?
So I help people with chronic pain, anxiety, not feeling good in their bodies. I am offering a specific skills sort of session where you can begin to imagine your boundary, imagine yourself like having a boundary from your pain. It's really interesting because pain, especially chronic pain, big pain, can take you over and you lose sight of who you are. Mm. You become your pain. Mm. If you've become your pain and you don't want to be your pain anymore, then sign up for this session. Come see me. We'll work on finding you again inside of the pain.
Wow.
And there's a way to make a boundary within yourself. And I find that a lot of people who are in chronic pain are people who have problems saying yes and saying no to overwhelming situations, to doing too much. So, you know, boundaries I find are just really, really interesting. And a lot of people find a lot of relief once they start to establish a boundary that they claim for themselves that's doesn't have the pain inside of it, that doesn't have overwhelming, stressful demands inside of it, has a little bit of space for you. People start to feel some relief.
And I think basically all problems are boundary problems. People who are dealing with depression, they don't have you know, the boundary between themselves and their depression is so blurred that they think they are their depression or anxiety. So there's no boundaries. So they're totally absorbed into whatever it is they're dealing with. So learning to say no. No. What are you saying? What can you say no to? I know I do.
And also to say yes.
One of the things I offer is like that's a carryover from Armand that he trained me in is primal therapy. I teach people. Where are you not saying no that you mean to say no? Who's preventing you from saying no? What's the inner critic in your head that says saying no is not permissible? That I have them shout in my room on Monday mornings.
Yeah, no.
To really get in touch with a real no and a protective no.
Right.
So you can kind of do that with depression too. No, I am not. I'm fighting my depression. No. And I have to say, your training. You teach at the Swedish Institute. You have a licensed massage therapist degree.
Yeah.
You have a somatic experience practitioner degree. You have a polarity therapy degree. And you found that anxiety, somewhere in there, you found anxiety is really what's causing a lot of trouble for people.
Anxiety causes a lot of trouble. And it's often a symptom of, you know, things that have happened in the past that just haven't been digested, that the system hasn't integrated experiences that it needs to integrate. It you need skills, you need capacity and a boundary and a sense of yourself before you can digest any of this.
516-620-3602 for a session with Nasima or anybody here at the Positive Mind Center for $150. Give it as a gift. Give it as a gift to yourself
to get your
boundaries back.
Oh, my gosh. This is a big saying yes to me, to myself.
Mm.
This is a yes to I deserve to sit and have somebody listen to me and what I'm going through. I deserve that more than anything.
Mm. And do you know people in your life who do not have a boundary? Like you can just look at them and say, that person's boundaries probably violated all the time. I mean, I know some people that there's no way anybody's going to violate their boundary. I mean, and you can walk down the street and you can see which people are just like, not a chance. There's no way. They're so protected that there's no boundary issue with them.
They're embodied.
They're grounded.
In their body. You can actually see them. People who don't have boundaries, who've gone invisible, like you don't see them. And I think that's why people run into them a lot. Mm. If you're somebody who gets run into a lot,
people bumping into
you.
Really?
You've so retreated into yourself, they don't see you. It's so interesting.
516-620-3602. Do you know somebody who's like has a fuzzy boundary that's really a target? You know, that's what happens. People who don't have secure boundaries, they can be a target out there.
Yeah.
And this one-time premium, $150, gives a chance for another professional to see what you see and can give skills in a short 50-minute session, skills that, what, You can learn to say no. What are you not saying no to? What are you saying yes to?
Claim your space on this planet. You are allowed to take up space.
516-620-3602. And I think, and you know, when you think about eating disorders, I think they're trying to become invisible. People that are suffering with this eating disorder are trying to make themselves so thin that you won't even see them.
Right.
516-620-3602. What else do we have? We have
complex PTSD.
Complex PTSD. That's with Fabiana.
Fabiana Dr.
Fabiana Franco, a doctor who writes prolifically about this complex post-traumatic stress disorder. Go ahead.
She teaches at George Washington University in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
She's written very much about the topic. It's her specialty, and she's the one who speaks 7 different languages, so she can help people from all over the world be able to start to organize their lives again, because complex PTSD tends to present with a lot of confusion, a lot of numbness, a lot of
anxiety, a lot of pain. So if you were exposed, let's say, to an alcoholic mother or father your whole life, and then, some event happened in your life. You were in a car accident.
Or multiple events sometimes.
Or multiple events. You were, violated domestically. Your boundary, there we go. Your boundary was violated. So now it's complicated. You had this underlying condition. You came from a very unnurturing environment.
Mm-hmm.
And now something happened to you, an event, that you're having a traumatic response to. This is complex trauma. We have a specialist here who deals exclusively with complex post-traumatic stress disorder and writes extensively about it. On the internet and other places. 516-620-3602 for $150 with a doctor who's 25 years experience. Post-traumatic stress has become so big now because of veterans and with veterans, and rightfully so, that we know the public knows a lot more. And this station has gone a long way to help getting the word out about post-traumatic stress and veterans. And we're pleased to have offered in the past sessions for therapists for free here at the Positive Mind Center. So now complex post-traumatic stress disorder is becoming so amazingly popular, primarily, let's face it, with school shooters.
Yeah, and just everything that's going on in this world, we're kind of constantly bombarded by a lot of bad news and tough situations, and we know more about what's going on in the world than ever. And that can complicate things for people who have, you know, a history of an unstable home or some sort of traumatic problem. I just keep wanting to say this, the practitioners who come to our center, who we've got in our center, I feel like Armand kind of handpicked them for us from the other side. It's so funny because I'm the one who meets them all and shows them the space.
Right.
And it's so unique. The therapist that walks in and says, "Oh, this is home." Like, they just know it. Like,
you've had people say that.
Oh, I think about every single therapist who was here walked in these doors and said, "This is where I want to practice. This is home. This place feels right." They could tell like that. Yeah. Others come in and they're like, you know, nonplussed, and they walk away. And I'm like, yep, that's not
a fit. Right.
In our field, the feeling of this place is established by Armand to start. And then it's been carried on by Kevin, by Ben,
By Nassima.
I mean, Lisa Arnone and Stephanie Dombra and Alan White are still here.
Right.
They've worked with Armand for years. And, you know, it's that feeling is, and Linda Vanilla, too.
Right.
Kent Robertshaw. These are people who were with Armand for many years, carried it through, and now it's just, expanded and they're bloomed excited. Into this beautiful
All of these
space.
Therapists are excited about the growth here, that there are now 27 mm-hmm. therapists and growing. And again, Fridays and Saturdays are growing and workshops are growing.
Yeah, we've
and,
got workshops.
You know, I remember
going on.
Armand, you know, when he was dying, when I was with him in the hospital, Kevin, what are your plans for the center? And I was like, I'm going to knock down that wall between you and room 5, and we're going to do big groups in there.
Yeah.
And he just smiled. He just like, well, right. maybe I'll stick around. 516-620-3602. I have lots of stories to tell about Armand. I miss him so much. 516-620-3602. And I am comforted by Alan and Stephanie and Lisa being here and Linda being here and Kent being here. So for $150, you get to meet any one of those and the 22 other therapists here at the Positive Mind Center. Call 516-620-3602. $150 gets you to meet with them. We're halfway through all the specialties. Again, we have oppositional defiant disorder. Do you know what that is?
No.
Under
tell
16.
Me.
You're done with ODD?
ODD, not OCD. We uh-huh. also have somebody who works with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Right? I mean,
but oppositional
defiant
disorder.
Oppositional
defiant
disorder. It's you're under 16 and you are angry all the time and you're consistently resisting authority and people telling you what to do. You're oppositional and you can't help it. You can't stop it.
It's just always a no.
It's always a no.
No, no.
Not problems with boundaries there. This person does not have a problem with a boundary except the nurturing self. You know, there is this theory in psychology that we all have a nurturing parent in us. A nurturing parent. We all have a parent, we all have an adult, and we have a child in us.
Right.
And so this oppositionally defiant, disordered child, person, has no access to their nurturing parent, the nurturing in themselves. So there is a boundary issue there. So to meet with one of our therapists here as a specialist in oppositional defiant disorder, call 516-620-3602. Trauma. We have trauma specialty. We mentioned complex trauma. What about testing? Testing for your children. Psychological testing. There's a lot of that. We have a lot of PhDs working here who do psychological testing. Two in particular that would fit for this category who would, issue a psychological test for your child if you need them, or yourself or your parent, like Alzheimer's, right? There's the, the mini mental status exam for a person suffering with Alzheimer's or dementia. We have therapists, psychiatrists here who issue that test. So psychological testing. We have so much. 516-620-3602. We have a divorce specialist here.
Right.
Right? Instead of going through divorce, how about meeting with a mediator?
Yes.
You want to save a lot of money?
Go to a mediator.
Go
Do you want to have
Alexandra.
a conscious divorce, a non-contentious one?
Yeah.
Go to a mediator. Go to a therapist who knows the ropes of divorce and will help you break up in a way that's healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? No agenda. I have no agenda.
Not trying to get you guys back together. Let's do this in the best way
that's
possible.
Right.
Let's make this. It is so stressful to divorce, and especially in New York. Very stressful.
And she is a civil court mediator.
Yeah.
In addition to being
so
a therapist.
Knows the ropes.
She knows the ropes. Divorce. 516-620-3602. For the second hour, we're going to be playing a clip from Armand that talks about the nuances of therapy. And I want to talk a little bit about that, but we're still not finished. We have an executive coach. We have somebody who does not want to she doesn't want to do therapy with you. She wants to help you identify goals. Where are you working? She's an executive coach for $150, a one-time premium, one-time offer, a one-time session with an executive coach. 516-620-3602.
And we also have a new therapist coming who specializes in complex grief or traumatic grief. which is like if somebody's experienced the loss of a loved one in a very traumatic or violent way, it's a different kind of grief. It's a very different way to manage that. It can be very difficult if somebody's had, you know, a killing or a murder in there, you know, or something that was just so. And we hear about these things and you wonder, wow, you know, when I hear about kids or somebody who's gotten shot, it's like, how do the parents deal with that? That's a very special way of working.
And of course, Linda Vanella, who's a grief specialist, worked with veterans who have lost friends in the field, is also offering a grief counseling session. So 516-620-3602. Ben?
516-620-3602. You have been tuned into The Positive Mind. We continue into hour two. Our premium we're offering today, when you support WBAI Free Speech Community Radio, it is a one-time consultation with any one of the amazing therapists here at the Positive Mind Center. You put that into my mind.
We said those words.
We will be taking a short musical break, giving you an opportunity to give us a call, 516-620-3602. If you're tired of complaining, you know, about the state of the media in 2018, today's a day that you can make your voice heard for alternative media that is not beholden, let's say, to special interests, to corporate interests, to political interests. 516-620-3602. We'll be back shortly after this.
Some more. I think you better call.
are you going to call? Why don't you give us a call, 516-620-3602. You are tuned into The Positive Mind here on 99.5 FM, WBAI, New York, on your dial. I'm Ben Starr, here with Kevin O'Donohue and Seema Diane Deemer. You're tuned into a fun drive special of The Positive Mind, live and direct from The Positive Mind Center on West 57th Street. And what we're offering you today is a chance to come over to West 57th Street, meet with us, come sit, have a one-time consultation with any one of our 20-plus therapists 27. On staff. 27?
27. And growing.
27.
By the end of the month, by the end of November, we'll probably be 30. And I think we'll max at 30.
Yeah.
Sorry. But keep going.
516-620-3602.
Perfect.
Well, we just had a little dance break. I hope everybody out there did too. I mean, how could you not dance to Ghostbusters?
Mm.
I think it's a good thing to do in your life is to once in a while haul off and do something fun and, like dance.
Stand up and dance.
It's
and
good for the body, the soul,
you're allowed
the mind.
To do it legally out here in New York tonight, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they got rid of the cabaret laws.
There's a big parade down in the village tonight, and you can dance all you want.
All you want, and you
outside,
can be
and it's legal. You won't get arrested.
And you can stare at people if you want, and nobody will get upset. If you're,
this is, to me, I think, like, one of the weirdest nights.
Most is a crazy
just all the
time
weirdness
in
weird.
City.
Is on display.
It. Right.
Yeah. Everybody just comes out.
Let
lets
hang
it all
out.
Hang out.
And it takes a kind of bravery to be weird, to let yourself be weird.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think a lot of WBAI listeners could relate to this, but I think for those of us who feel weird 365 days a year,
this is one
it's
day.
Really a relief to be able to just be weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the weird people are the ones who are kind of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for?
The weird
that are stay buttoned up
buttoned
and kind of square, kind of straight.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? They're weird. Today, they're weird. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 516-620-3602. Give us a call. We are listener-supported community radio, alternative media, something that's so important today in this day and age, in a day and age where trust in media has really been severely tested, and there's a lot of anger at media across the board.
You know
people don't feel like they can depend on and rely on the media anymore for a variety of reasons. And the thing about WBAI and Pacifica Radio is that we are truly independent media, Kevin. We don't have...
I love it.
You know, we don't have sponsors insofar as you are our sponsors.
Yeah.
We are wholly listener-supported. Now, I know there's other stations that tell you they're listener-supported, but you turn on the news in the morning, and they have the news brought to you by the new Lincoln luxury car. So that, you know, that's not neutral. That's not that's not independent, right? We function entirely off of your contributions. That's it. We don't take money from any...
And we offer a service for your contribution. It's not like when we do these fund drives, we're not giving you anything. Gary Null does all sorts of offers for people. Every fund drive, he comes up with something new. We try to come up with something new every fund drive. Most of the producers on WBI try to come up with something new. You're getting something. And it's not just a coffee mug, right? I mean, yeah, there might be that premium somewhere. But here, you know, with us, you get 10 hours of Armand DeMille on a CD or flash drive, which, by the way, Ben, is still registered. Remember that premium of listening with a lover's heart that
that's
we did
right.
the first week of October?
If you're still interested, that's still available.
You can still get that, listening with a lover's heart. And one of the clips we're playing, Ben, is from that flash drive. For $150, people can get that flash drive also. Let's go to that in a minute, Ben. 516-620-3602. It is community sponsored. It is sponsored by you. And we're offering today a visit, a one-time free consultation with a therapist, one of the 27 therapists here at the Positive Mind Center, with an issue or something you're struggling with. You know, people say, well, what is therapy about? It's about, a lot of times, you know, we're always trying to refine what it is. There's a conflict.
Yep.
You either have a conflict with another person or you have a conflict with yourself. Depression is a conflict. Anxiety is a conflict.
Mm.
Right? Marital issues is a conflict. relationship issues are conflict. ADHD is a conflict. I can't get my mind to work right. There's a conflict. So,
and it's,
you know,
it's almost like the conflict is the thing that's also potentially asking you to grow into to transition into something else, to move into something else, to change an idea or expand a little bit. And that's where conflict arises. It's like, I want to stay exactly where I am. It's comfortable here. It's safe here. I know what this is. But life is asking me to stretch and move. And that's what happens. That's what growth is.
Yeah.
I often think about trees, you know, how much it must hurt to grow as a tree and their bark splits. You ever think about that? There's pain. There's pain in growth and in conflict. And,
right.
And that's hard to go through alone.
Kevin and I know a great tree up in the Hudson Valley.
Oh, yes, we did, Benjamin.
You guys went up on a
hike
up there.
We went up on a hike 2 weeks ago.
Really
we found
great tree.
This phenomenal tree.
You
would think you were in Muir Woods in California, but there it is. 516-620-3602. We need you to call, sponsor a child, sponsor somebody in your life, sponsor, help somebody with a conflict. If it doesn't have to be you, but you can get this piece of paper that says you're entitled to one free consultation at a place where there are 27 licensed New York State licensed professionals who can help you with a certain type of conflict.
Yes.
516-620-3602.
Caregivers,
right,
people
Alan.
People who have or
caregiver
even,
burnout.
Yeah, Alan, yeah, caregiver burnout. If you have a son or daughter, husband, wife who's struggling with addiction or depression, or know that you too can get support. You need support too. It's hard to be living in a home with someone who's having, you know, a lot of trouble for whatever reason. Get yourself some support in how to manage that. I know you've supported caregivers, people who've, you know, had trouble, and it's very important.
No.
What do you usually
do? Well, my heart
goes
out to caregivers. You know, it's like they can't help themselves. When you get caregiver burnout, it's, you know, there's a faulty mechanism in the system here. Caregiving is supposed to be really positive. It's a great thing to do. You're not supposed to burn out doing it. And if you are burning out doing it, there's something off in the mechanism here. There's such a thing as healthy caregiving. You have to take care of yourself first. And you know, the reason it breaks your heart is because these are people that are giving from their heart, right? And you see that. And it's like, yeah, but you also need to use your mind. You need to take control and establish boundaries.
Yes.
Right? And
I
so
work
you
with
need
caregivers
to keep
too.
Healthy yourself. So your heart goes out to caregivers. And I often ask some of my clients, like, what are you carrying of your parents? Like something I said to somebody the other day, you're carrying your mother's loneliness.
And
the person went, what? I said, yeah, you're carrying her loneliness.
How did you know that?
Well, experience, but there, you know, you see somebody who has so much trouble finding the words around a certain person, mother, father, sibling, whatever. And so you're helping. You want to pull the words out of them. And you can't. You have to let them go at their own pace. And then they sort of scratch at it a little bit. And it's like, maybe, yeah, I'm tired because, you know, it's not my job. It's something that I used to do all the time, which was I felt badly for my mom. So I sort of tried to make life easier for her. Or my dad. I tried to make life easier for them. And I didn't know it was a pressure on me. It was a stress on me. You know, I was young. I could do it then. I had more energy. But as I'm older, I'm still doing it. I just don't know that I'm doing it. And so, you know, you feel it. You ask, that's a great question. How do you know? And I think what a good therapist does is they just sit there and they feel what's going on inside the other person.
Yeah, sometimes like the therapist will feel for you because you've gotten so distant from your own feelings that it's nice to have a reflective mirror that's feeling for you and gives you a little clue as to how maybe you might be feeling about something. And you can say, yes, that's how I'm feeling, or no, that's not how I'm feeling. And that's also good because, again, you get some clarity.
Sure. You check it out.
Yeah.
But I do I do say sometimes, you know, I'm weeping for you in a way. And they're like, what? Yeah, I feel that there's a weepiness underneath you and you're not getting to it. I'll weep for you. I'm weeping for you. 516-620-3602. These are the kinds of experiences you can have here at the Positive Mind Center. For $150, you get a one-time consultation with any of our 27 therapists. Let's straighten it. I'm going to call you all who are donating to the station, and I will ask you, you know, focus in on one of the issues you might want to focus in on, one of the specialists that we have. If not, we can just, you know, you can just come in with any therapist. You can come with me also. So for $150, you can see me or anybody here. I require you to do some paperwork if you come, but it helps me. But any therapist, you can come here and talk about whatever you like, even if you have nothing particularly bothering you, but you suspect maybe down the road I'm going to have an issue with that. We've had people come in, you know, with their children going off to college. And they thought that when they go, it's going to be a difficult transition for
me.
Empty nesters. And they bought, you know, a session for themselves, you know, actually in mid-September. We had three people come in mid-September who phoned in advance because they knew when their children are gone, they're going to feel something. They weren't sure what.
Yeah. And what a strain on a relationship, right?
Yeah, I mean,
for a relationship that's been a certain way for at least 18 years, suddenly is no longer that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But these relationships are internalized, right, Ben? I mean, it's not like the parent or person knows or is having like a daily interactive relationship with that child, with that person. It's just that person's always there. They're in my house. They've lived here. That I've internalized a relationship with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And when that person is gone, my son is gone, my daughter to college, that relationship is gone. And I feel an absence because of that.
It's like the space I made for that relationship is now empty.
Right. And I didn't anticipate this feeling, but I can't seem to get past it. So, you know, it's a perfect premium to find a therapist, come here at the Positive Mind Center and sit with somebody who would, I think Linda would be perfect for this. 516-620-3602. For $150, you get that premium. Let's turn. I want to, Ben, read out one of the things that I do here and that Armand taught me about. Again, he was my mentor for 3 years, and it's called the Gregoric. And we do this thinking styles. And I was curious about when Armand showed it to me, fascinated. And it's a way to identify your strengths. So if I give you a column, folks, if you have a pen and pencil out there, this is on my intake form. You have four words. Let's say perfectionist, research, colorful, or risk taker. Again, perfectionist, research, colorful, risk taker. Now, using the number four to describe which one is most like me. Perfectionist, research, colorful, risk taker. Do you identify as a risk taker? You would put a four there. And then for the other three would be the next closest to describe you, two would be the next, and then one finally, the least likely. So again, perfectionist, research, colorful, risk taker. So there are 10 of these columns here. I'm only going to read a couple of them, and I'll summarize them after we listen to Armand talk a bit. But it's a useful, really useful tool to help identify a person's strengths. Basically, there are four types of mind styles, ways of processing the world. And we'll talk about that more when we come back.
516-620-3602. Give us a call.
Suspicious, right? Why can't I stand up for myself? Why am I so impatient? Why do I worry about how I look so much? I have a friend who, whenever she passes a mirror, she must look in the mirror. And it's kind of cute to see. Wherever the mirror is, she's always checking herself in the mirror. Why do I get frustrated over nothing? Why do people hurt me so much? Why do I want to hurt people? So if you ask these questions about yourself, you're asking very important questions. Now you're saying there's something beyond my ken, beyond my knowledge. There's something about me that I don't understand. And I think you may understand it, Armand. So would you please tell me the answer to this? Well, you see, the problem is the question is not the right question. The question is the beginning question. Once you ask the first level question, you have to go down a number of steps. This is Armand DeMille with Lisa Arnone. We're talking about the path of self-inquiry, the steps that you have to take to asking the question. So the question is not, why can't I find somebody to love me, which is what a lot of people ask. And a lot of people say it, you know, if they call in, how can I meet the right person? Well, that's one question, but we have to step down from that. So let's say level one is you ask a question which on the surface seems to relate to other people's behaviors towards you. Level two, the second level of question, is how do I... Why do we have to understand that? Okay. What is the real feeling that I have? So if I take away the feeling of what people did to me, and if I take away my reaction to other people, what is the real feeling that I have? So that means the following questions. Do I feel sad? Do I feel scared? Do I feel fear? Do I feel angry? Or underneath that, what's underneath it? Like if you get angry a lot, underneath anger could be fear, could be sadness, could be a whole bunch of things. So you want to be able to identify the feeling that the thing that you've originally talked about protects you against. Like for a lot of people, feeling sad is like akin to, you know, dying.
Yeah, so he teaches, you know, so, and this, Ben, by the way, is on the first premium we offered in the first week of October. It's that 10-part series on listening with a lover's heart.
Still and available today, by the way.
Still available.
516-620-3602.
Yeah. So for $150, you can get the 10 shows on that. But here he's teaching therapists how to listen. Mm-hmm. What do you listen for? So somebody comes in and they say, why does my wife always yell at me? Why am I never getting what I want in life? Why this? Why that? And he said, wait a second. Let's get to the real feeling, right? You want to get away from reacting.
Blame and shame and reaction.
Reacting and finding fault outside of yourself. Let's look inside. And so he calls it levels. There are levels of questioning. So there's the first level. And then he gets, as we listen to this, what's underneath? What's the feeling? What's the feeling that you don't want to have?
Yeah.
And he says right there, you know, so for some people, if I let myself feel sad, I'm afraid I'm going to die. I'm afraid I'm going to fall apart. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to go to work. I can't allow myself to be sad. So this was the series on therapists, and I thought we should bring it out today for people to hear that this is one of the things all of our professionals here have learned to do, which is see beyond the reactivity and the blaming and the initial frustration a person can come into a session with. And just say, in some way, what's the feeling? What is the real feeling? Because anger is like a given. We're all angry. We can find something to be angry at. And you can come and spend 45 minutes being angry and rightfully, righteously angry. But the question is, what's the real feeling? When you don't put the finger on anybody else, what is your real feeling? And then another question is, how are you inviting this in your life? In some way, you are allowing this. So you hook up with a guy who cheats on women, and then you go out with him and think, well, he's never going to do that to me, and then he does that to you. And then you get all sorts of frustrated and angry, and you go to a therapy session, and you know, the therapist listens and, like, feels bad for you. Oh, it's so terrible. You know. Well, wait a second. What are you feeling? And how did you want this? You wanted to be betrayed in a way. Isn't that amazing?
That's probably the hardest part of therapy is taking that responsibility.
And Armand, in this clip, thank you for saying that, because a few minutes further on, he says, that's the time to celebrate.
Mm.
That's what therapy should have, celebrations, that there are moments when, wait a second, oh, I did this, I wanted this in some way. And the same, because we had Harville Hendricks here, and a question goes back to, how is this like something in your childhood? How were you betrayed as a child? Why do you need to reenact this betrayal? You want to reenact this betrayal, so you picked somebody who would reenact this for you so that you could sit in these feelings again and think that there's something to learn here for you. That's why you have the symptom in the first place. You think there's something to learn about it. Great. Now's the time we get curious. Let's get curious together, the therapist and yourself. No shame, no blame, no criticism. Why? Why am I? What do I think there is to learn from being betrayed? 516-620-3602, folks. We're going to play a little bit more of that as we go, but I wanted to show you that a therapist should be trained in doing those things, going down those levels. And if you want to get a copy of the 10-part series, you can get that. It's called Listening with a Lover's Heart. We offered that the first week of this fund drive. It is still available to you. But we'd also like you could buy 2 premiums or 3 premiums where you could get 2 sessions with 2 different therapists if you want. For $150, you get a session with a therapist. You could target for a particular diagnosis you have, something you're struggling with that's an eating disorder, a very specific diagnosis. Or you could come in and, I am stuck. I am in a transition. I am curious about myself. I need somebody to help me get unstuck. And that clip there, Armand said, I'm kind of hoping you can help me out here, Armand. Well, you can come in and kind of ask me, Kevin, I kind of want to help you to help me figure this out. And I'd be love to.
Yep. Anybody here would love to help you. I just got a flash of, like, buying it for your whole family, every member of your family.
We're not going to do it, but separately.
Separately. I mean, maybe.
For as many people, because we do family therapy here too, but we're not offering that as a premium. But if you have 5 members of your family that want to come in for a session, we'll figure it out. We'll do a 2.5 hour session, 2 hour session, but you'd have to buy 5 premiums. That's $150. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do an intervention, you know what an intervention costs? An alcohol or drug addict intervention costs.
Yeah. That costs, well, it's a lot. It's
$5,000 to $20,000.
It could be the start of that process.
Right. So you can do an intervention. Buy 5, 6, however many premiums for $150. We will make it happen, Nasima. We have a family therapist here. I can do group therapy. Mm-hmm. I do a men's group here at the center. So I come from a big family. 516-620.
This is a good first step towards
3602 for $150 for an individual session for a friend, a loved one, a child, a sibling.
I also see the option, if your family has recently either had a move or somebody's lost a job or something's changed in your family structure that hits everybody in the family. If there's been a death in the family, even the death of a pet can be something that can really hit every person in the family. And what a beautiful gift to give everybody an opportunity to have their grief witnessed and held and processed. So that you can move on to the next step in your lives, and you move on as a unit, and you move on as healthy, and maybe having a little more opportunity to speak about what happened. so many times things happen in families and the family unit doesn't digest it together. You know, they don't have each person doesn't have an opportunity to just get off their chest how they feel about what happened.
516.
So important.
516-620-3602.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be back after this with more. But for now, give us a call, 516-620-3602.
An eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
"Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash! Monster mash!
Thank you, Ben. Gotta give you credit, Ben. You've never let us down with the music.
So what is that song from, though? I'm wrong that it's from Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's not, right?
No, it's not.
I don't know.
We're asking our listeners,
March of the Wooden Soldiers.
Do you know where this song, was it in a movie? Was it just a thing?
Yeah.
How can they get in touch with Kevin at the Positive Mind?
No. They should put it on our Facebook. Put it on our Facebook
post
page.
Post on our Facebook, thepositivemindcenter.com.
Tell
us where that song comes from.
Yeah, I know we've got some listeners out there who
anyway,
know the answer.
We all
to that
know
question.
That song. It might be the first time today you've heard it.
Monster Mash. Yeah.
The Monster Mash.
Thank you,
Mash.
Ben, for queuing that up for us.
You know, all the songs we've played today have had something to do with.
It's been a theme?
A theme. Go ahead. You know, the scary. Like today's about being scared and laughing at the same time.
Okay.
Which is a potential in therapy. Like, what scares you? Mm. What are you afraid of in yourself? Is there something, some story or some thought or some feeling that really scares you? Mm. And it's hard to face something that's scary alone. That's why when you're a kid and you were scared of the monster under your bed, you called for your mom to come turn on the light and shine the flashlight with you. Mm. It's hard to look at these things by yourself. Mm. It's actually sometimes, I think, impossible. Because I think there's a part of your mind and your nervous system and your body that's like, no, 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 we can't do this alone. You need somebody there. And that somebody is a therapist, a good, well-trained therapist, is going to help you look at these scary things.
I love it.
And then you end up maybe laughing at, wow, I can't believe I was scared of that. It wasn't so bad.
And I'm a grown-up, and I don't have to be scared of that. Right.
I think it's all fear.
You know, I think the mind is like this ball of energy that when you get near it and touch it, it just recoils, is so frightened of contact that the mind in general, each of our own individual minds are so kind of self-protective, and that coming close to people, most people fear intimacy. I mean, really, let's face it, most people fear that they're not worthy to be close to.
Yeah.
And that you're going to try and get close to me. Or, you know, there's...
I think
fear is... You've got it. And let's say depression is a reaction to some kind of fear. Fear of asserting myself, maybe. So 516-620-3602. For $150, you get a chance to explore your fears. Go underneath the levels. Go down in the levels in this one-time consultation. You might love it. You might really like it. It's a good chance to get exposed to what happens in a therapy office. If you don't want to do it, buy it for somebody you know. Put this piece of paper that entitles you to one free session in an envelope and give it to a loved one. And they can use it down the road at a future time. So 516-620-3602. So I was talking about, Nasima, those four words: risk taker, colorful, research, and perfectionist. And I'm going to throw in one more because we're running out of time. But so you put a 4 at the number that most describes you, a 3 at the one closest to that, 2 and a 1. Mm-hmm. And here's another column: practical, rational, lively, or perceptive. Now, you can only use these words, so you have to put a 4 in a box for each of these, or for one of these, and then a 3 in one of these, and a 2 in one of these, and a 1 in one of these. So do you think you're more lively, a 4 describes you, or do you think you're more perceptive, that, yeah, my strength is more of a perceptive, or I'm predominantly rational. I'm rational all the time. You would put a 4 there. And then practical. Maybe you're a practical person all the time. So when you come to the Positive Mind Center, you get to do this. It's called the Gregoric Thinking Styles. And I'll break it down for you when we come back. But, there are 10 of these columns where you'd have to put a 4, a 3, a 2, and a 1. And I'll talk about those thinking styles in a minute. What did we want to mention? We have 27 therapists. Ben, we want to play another piece going down the levels with Armand DeMille.
Let's do that before we run out of time.
And then I'll come back and I'll describe what this is all about. And then a little bit about the Enneagram.
Yeah, okay? That sounds great.
Absolutely. And they're afraid of it. They don't want to feel it. The next level is what we call causality. And in this case, this one is really rough. And by the way, we'll be taking your calls a little later at 212-209-2900. This one is now the acceptance of causality. Now, this is a very difficult one. Because in this one, we ask you, a person who's coming in, complaining about what they feel, we're asking you to say you want to feel this way. Now, geez, everybody would say, I don't want to feel this way. That's why I'm here. And we say, or I say, no, some part of you wants to feel this way. And you have to identify that. If I'm sad, what does it do for me? If I'm angry, what does it do for me? What does anger do for me? You know, what is it that I want to feel angry? Sure, it makes you safe. Sure, it makes you feel powerful. Sure, if you have some anger, you're going to feel like you could fight. So there is some part of you that wants to feel the way you feel. And this is very important. You have to be able to identify that part. This is where it gets tricky. Because part of what gets in the way here is self-criticism and self-blame. One of the things that people do when they see that they are the one causing all the ruckus, they believe that they've got to stop doing it, or they put themselves down. What's the matter with me? I'm angry. Why am I doing this? And they feel wrong, and they feel like they should beat themselves over the head. One of the things that a good therapist will help you do, or a good friend or a good partner, is they'll say to you, this is what you got. It's okay. It makes sense. Let me not criticize you for that. I don't criticize you, nor will you criticize yourself. Because to criticize yourself will stop your vision. It'll stop you from seeing. So here's a great question for all of you out there. You have a feeling. You don't like the feeling, but you create the feeling. Meaning that some part of you, unconscious to you, creates the feeling. I feel betrayed. Well, how did you pick that partner? Right? So a man I know is going out with a woman who's married, and she's married, and he's going out, and he's having a relationship with her, and then finally she gets unmarried, and now he gets her, and he takes her in as his private, and he marries her. And now he's married, and she finds out she's cheating on him. Well, listen, this is how it started. It started on that she was with another man, and she was with you. So you have chosen somebody that has given you the same result of feeling unloved, betrayed. You carefully selected.
And you did it willingly. There's the thing.
And maybe unconsciously, though.
Definitely unconsciously. But kind of, again, with this idea, I'm going to learn something from this. I need to get betrayed so I can learn something.
It's painful, but it's true.
It's so true. It's so true. And we had Harville Hendrix on talking about getting the love you want, and that we often find or choose not the partner who looks great, or we're bonding with them just because they have all the things that I want. No. We're often picking a partner because they have traits, have habits, have qualities that my caretakers had, negative traits that I'm trying to master. I'm trying
and
to
heal.
Come to terms with. I'm trying to heal from. And so Harville Hendrix says the real relationship begins when you start to acknowledge that my partner is someone who elicits these negative qualities that are there for me to grow from.
So,
to
Kevin,
grow.
You're offering a couple session.
I am. Because I am a trained now Harville Hendrix therapist with the Imago Therapy, so I'm offering for a $200 premium a session with me for a couple session, which is my reduced fee for couples. I just went through a 12-day training and a conference and another training in the Imago Therapy, and I use it now with all of my couples. I also mediate with couples, but I could do that in the early stage, but then I go into these tools and techniques that Harville Hendrix teaches, which, by the way, was on Armand's old show. Armand had Harville on, and Armand basically said that we choose our romantic partner, we choose them for the exact reason that Harville said,
right,
that we choose them because we want to experience the negative traits of our caretakers so that we can grow from it. I didn't have a chance to grow from the frustration that my parents forced on me, but with this partner, I can learn to master this and to grow from it. And so Harville and Marmon would call it, you're now moving into the conscious relationship. So for $200, I will offer a one-time consultation at that fee for $200 donated to the station for a one-time couples session. And it could be, it could be two sisters. The skills that I teach people that Harville Hendrix taught, that he calls the Imago Dialogue, can be with a mother and a child. Mm-hmm. I think the potential for the dialogue between generations is so rich that we have what's called generation dialoguing workshops, where a father would come in and talk to their son, and an imago therapist, me in this case, would mediate and show the tools necessary to reach a validation of your child or your father, and then empathy, to really experience the feeling that the other person does. So many people go through couples therapy and they never know what their partner is feeling. They don't get to that. They get to their gripes and their complaints and their issues, but they don't have the momentary experience of empathy, which all it is knowing what my partner is feeling, the other person.
Right.
And then understanding from there, so they don't even get to it. What we do in the first session is to teach what's called mirroring, validation, and then empathy, so that you know what empathy feels like. And you get to choose, I fell in love with you because I felt these feelings. I felt your feelings in the early stages of our relationship. I haven't felt your feelings in so long.
Mm.
It feels good. I want to do more of this. Let me state what it is you're feeling.
Right. And I believe some couples just forget how to talk to each other in that way that you did when you first started out.
Mm.
Where you lost curiosity in each other. And this is a way to get curious again on deeper levels and more tender places.
So many couples haven't had eye contact. You know, and that's one of the things right away in the session. And if you want this kind of session, I can do it right away, that I have you facing your partner. It's the only therapy where couples therapists actually have the couple face each other. So you see, you look into the eyes. Doesn't it make sense? I mean, why would you go to couples counseling and not look at your partner? Why would you go to couples counseling and not understand their point of view? Why would you go to couples counseling and not understand what they're feeling? Because when you understand what they're feeling, it will ignite this desire to change. And that's when the conscious relationship comes. So for $200, I'm offering this kind of couple session. Call 516-620-3602. It's a great gift. I try to teach people these tools in the early stages so that if they can't come any longer because they're traveling or different, that I simply say, are you facing each other, mirroring back what the other person is saying? Are you taking time to summarize what they're saying and validating from their point of view the reason they're doing this is because? And then finally, feeling the feelings of the other person. So I try to teach these tools early. Mm-hmm. So if for some reason people can't continue down the road, they have at least this skill. So and it's kind of crazy that you would go to couples therapy and ask the therapist to fix your marriage. You have to fix your marriage. I'm here to show you ways to deepen your feeling for each other, to get back to your original feeling, first by watching and looking at each other.
I think a lot of couples come in and say, fix my partner. There's something wrong with them.
Absolutely. It all starts that way.
There's something wrong with this guy or this girl.
And it never works that way. 516-620, thank you for that. 516-620-3602. For $200, you get that session with me for a couple session. But $150, I do want to revisit the Gregoric, get back to that. But for $150, one of the therapists here at the Positive Mind Center on 57th Street
help you with anything.
To go down the levels like Armand's talking about. To be your own detective, like what is I'm really feeling? Well, you know, you heard him. And then he goes down two more levels in this audio. This is number six in that audio series that we offered the first week of the Fun Drive, and you can get that. It's called Listening with a Lover's Heart. So just think about that. When you're listening and going beneath the levels,
you're
listening really for the way the heart is. If you're a person who cannot allow themselves to feel sad, listening with a lover's heart can help you talk from your heart and listen with your heart. So and here he's talking also about anger, and anger makes you feel powerful, but that's not the feeling. What's underneath that feeling? Let's visit that. So for $150, you can get that consultation also. And so let's talk about, go ahead.
Our tagline for the Positive Mind Center is where the head meets the heart.
Yes.
And if your head needs to meet your heart, this is the place to come. This is the premium to call for and to get. Because when the head meets the heart, then you're a whole person. You're coming from a whole person place. You're authentic.
Mm.
You have all of your intelligence. You have all of your love
right
there, ready to meet the world. Right. And that's what I think everybody wants in the end, to feel full, whole, acceptable to yourself, connected to others. This is what the healthy human is.
Connection. Getting reconnected with the head and the heart. 516-620-3602. So this little bit about the Gregoric mind styles. If you picked risk taker with a number 4 and perceptive as your number 4, you're what's called a concrete random thinker. If you picked colorful as your number 4 and lively, like, wouldn't they make sense that you would, if you're saying I'm colorful, well, you're probably a lively person also. So if you put that as a 4, you're what's called an abstract random. So you have the concrete random and the abstract random. If you put research as a number 4 and rational, right? It makes sense, right? That if you're a researcher, you're looking for truth. So you're rational. People are always want the truth. And so they get agency, they get power through knowing the truth and by investigating the truth. So if you put 4 with that, you're an abstract sequential person. And finally, if you put perfectionist, if you're a perfectionist and you put that as a 4 and practical as a 4, you're what's called a concrete sequential person, concrete sequential thinker, which is basically saying I prefer to see the world practically, and I tend to try and refine reality. So I'm concrete. I deal with material things. I'm not so into thoughts and ideas. I'm into like my senses and what my senses pick up in the world, and I'm busy trying to make perfection here on earth. So I'm practical and perfectionist. I'm a concrete sequential person. I think sequentially, right?
Right.
I don't jump, make leaps. You know people that make leaps cognitively, they just jump?
Oftentimes creative types.
Yes. Often creative, which would be the random types.
Right.
Abstract random or the concrete random types. Good, Ben. And so so following up the concrete sequential is the abstract sequential, the person who likes theories.
Right.
Who likes mathematics, who likes rules, who's looking for the big system.
So this is the arts and sciences here.
Could be, right.
You know,
yeah, the hard scientist is a chemist, is a concrete sequential.
Yeah.
And then the abstract random are your artists. You know, they're the ones who are colorful and lively, and they see the world in color, and they want variety. Yeah. And then the concrete random is the intuitive kind of inspired person. They could be that specialty too.
Yeah.
So we wanted to close out with that Armand had that originally when I first came to see him, and he had it through the years. Anthony Gregoric, Gregorc, was on the show doing 3 shows with Armand back in the 90s on that, and we still have that going here. And the last thing is the Enneagram. I have a worksheet on the Enneagram when you come in. So finally, 516-620-3602 for an individual session with me or any of our 27 therapists here. You get a one-time consultation, a piece of paper that you can hand to somebody else. Or for $200, you can get a couple session with me. And finally, Nasima, you want to take us out?
I just want to promise you that it's not going to be as scary as this music. It's really going to be.
Thanks for the music
wonderful.
Today, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Go out and meet your strange neighbors and open your door and smile and look at a 10-year-old.
Have Thanks some again. Fun today.
You've been listening to The Positive Mind. We're here every Wednesdays, 3 to 5 p.m. Happy Halloween, everybody.